BBC News with Marion Marshall. A lawyer for the family of the black teenager Michael Brown, who was shot dead in the American town of Ferguson, Missouri, has said they reject the grand jury's decision not to prosecute the white policeman who killed him. But they also condemn the violence that followed. The civil rights activist Al Sharpton said the struggle for justice would go on.
We were not surprised at what the outcome was. Certainly it is painful for the mother and father. Certainly there'll be emotional reactions. I've never seen a case where there wasn't. You're dealing with their flesh and blood. But let the record be clear. You have broken our hearts, but you have not broken our backs. We are going to continue to pursue justice.
The governor of Missouri has ordered more reinforcements into Ferguson following Monday night's violence. Hospital workers in Nigeria say 78 people have been killed in a double bombing in the northern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. Here's Mansour Liman.
There were two suicide bombers in the city of Maiduguri. Maiduguri is the epicenter of Boko Haram, the militant insurgents that have been causing a lot of havoc in northeastern Nigeria. First of all, a lady came into a crowd of people and detonated her bomb. And later on, when the crowd actually came in order to help those that were injured, another lady came and detonated a second bomb. Officials could not give a figure, but we spoke to someone at the hospital who told us that about 78 people were killed in the twin bombings.
A museum in Poland says thieves have stolen 8 shoes that belonged to Jewish Holocaust victims at a former concentration camp where the footwear had been on display. Adam Easton reports.
Museum officials uncovered the theft after a worker saw that the wire mesh over the display had been cut. The shoes were counted and 8 were discovered missing. The museum displays about 56,000 shoes in one of the former prisoners' barracks to give visitors a sense of the scale of the Nazis' crimes. The Germans built the Majdanek camp near Lublin in occupied Poland in 1941. They abandoned it in July 1944 after the Soviet army entered Lublin. During that time, 80,000 people, including 60,000 Jews, were killed at the camp.
Pope Francis has said the door should never be shut on the possibility of dialogue with Islamist militants, despite the intense difficulties involved. After visiting the European Parliament in Strasbourg, the Pope insisted that international consensus was essential to fight terrorism and no country had the right to act alone. Addressing the Parliament, the Pope had criticised the European Union as aloof and guilty of laying down rules that were insensitive. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Two robbers who took a woman hostage after a chase across Paris have released her and given themselves up to French police. From Paris, Hugh Schofield reports.
Early evening, two men held up the Cartier jeweler's shop in a street just off the Champs-Élysées. When they came out onto the street, dragging a staff member's cover, they were confronted by police. Shots were fired and the pair made off on a motorcycle. There was a chase across town, and near Montparnasse station, the men's bike skidded and crashed. They ran into a hairdresser's salon where they took a man hostage. Police sealed off the area. Mark's men were brought in, and after about 2 hours, the two armed robbers gave themselves up.
Police in Ivory Coast have fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators in the commercial capital Abidjan, protesting against a ban on plastic bags. The BBC's Africa editor, Mary Harper, has more.
The protesters, who gathered outside the Prime Minister's office, said the ban would put thousands of water sellers out of work. One of their placards said, "A ban on plastic bags means death to 200,000 families." Traders sell small plastic bags of water throughout Ivory Coast and many other African countries. Once the water's been drunk, the bags are discarded. The government introduced the ban last month in an attempt to eliminate the rubbish problem and promote a greener economy.
An inquiry into the murder of a British soldier, Lee Rigby, by Islamists in London last year says an American internet firm had information that could have prevented the attack. The report accused the company, understood to be Facebook, of providing a safe haven for terrorists after it was discovered that one of Mr. Rigby's killers had discussed wanting to kill a British soldier online. Facebook said it didn't allow terrorist content on the site. Lee Rigby was hacked to death by the two Muslim extremists. BBC News.